first of all, the 5 million euro that has been allocated to the CLARA program by the government is very small in the context of what's required to try and bring additional investment to rural Ireland, and in particular the parts of rural Ireland which have suffered most, and indeed the parts that CLARA targets, which are areas that would have suffered depopulation in recent years. So Donegal is being restricted to a minimum or to a maximum of 20 applications which are to be forwarded by Donegal County Council to the government for consideration. And in my view, that is too small a number. And really, considering the fact that Donegal has been more disadvantaged than other counties, Donegal should be prioritised in relation to CLARA and in relation to the number of applications which are accepted, but also, importantly, I believe, in relation to the funding which is going to be provided.
You're also concerned about LEADER and the fact that there's still no evidence of money being actually invested on the ground, as it were.
LEADER has played a very valuable role in relation to developing rural Donegal and as well as other parts of the country. I mean, there's many projects which wouldn't be in existence at the moment if it hadn't been for LEADER funding, and indeed also many companies and enterprises which got LEADER funding to start them off. But 3 years now from the closure of the last LEADER programme, there has been no funding forthcoming yet by the government to actually on the ground in terms of funding LEADER schemes, and it is an inexcusable dereliction of their duty, and indeed it means that enterprises and ideas and developments which would have been could have got off the ground if LEADER funding had been provided over the last 3 years have not been able to do so. And it is a terrible indictment of the way the government have approached rural Ireland and have neglected their duty to try and ensure that some assistance is given and some grant assistance is given to ensure that projects and local communities can develop and be supported.
The distribution of LEADER funding and the administration of LEADER was changed slightly in recent years. It was more centralised. The government says that was to make it easier to apply for and allocate monies. The figures you would suggest that that hasn't happened.
Yes, certainly not. And I mean, I think the evidence is that LEADER has become more in terms of the red tape that's involved in applications, which and the new application system. I think it's become more difficult to operate, and it's made life more difficult for the LEADER companies that were there in the past. It's something that Fianna Fáil and I was very vocal on in relation to actually opposing the changes the government had brought in. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating, in that we still haven't seen the funding come forward, and LEADER companies, which would have been in the process or in the business of actually considering grant applications and providing funding, haven't been in a position to do that for the last 3 years, and will over the next period of time now be looking to play catch up. But that's been to the detriment of the communities which have benefited from LEADER traditionally, and which should be benefiting at the moment from LEADER funding.